Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent?
Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you so much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You are definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote.
Well, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And, you know, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person.
I vote in person.
Okay. Thank you so much. And can you tell me what is your age?
61.
Okay, got it. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Some college.
Okay. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Ken Mascara.
Who?
Ken Mascara.
Ken Mascara isn't running. Ken Mascara resigned and retired.
Yes, I know, but he is still a public official.
No, he's gone. He resigned and he left. He's no longer a public official.
Okay, so you don't have any opinion?
Well, it doesn't matter. The man's gone. He's not a politician anymore.
Okay, so would you say that you have no opinion about him?
Yes, because he doesn't exist anymore. He's not even a possibility.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, move on to the next one. The next one is Katie Townsend.
Kathy Townsend?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't. I think she's a Democrat.
Okay, and would you say you have a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion?
Very unfavorable for her. I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay, got it. Then we have Linda Bartz.
Again, I don't think she's looked out for the people. She's looking out mainly, I guess, for herself. So, no, I wouldn't vote for her. I'll vote for the person running against her. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Then we have Richard Del Toro.
No. Again, I'm sorry. He's a Democrat. Listen to him talk. He's a Democrat. He's pretending to be a Republican.
Okay, well, got it. So you will say you have a very unfavorable opinion or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable, yes.
Okay, thank you. And the last one we have is Keith Pearson.
Keith Pearson?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you have
a favorable opinion on him, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
Well, if nothing else, the fact the governor supports him would be more to carry him.
Okay, so...
The governor appointed him. He is who replaced the first one you were asking, Ken Mascara. And he was appointed by the governor of the state of Florida.
Okay, so you will
say the sheriff. Ken Mascara used to be the sheriff of St. Lucie County.
Okay, thank you so much. So just let me type your answer. Okay, well, thank you so much. Now, can you tell me what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
As I said, he's a Democrat.
Okay.
He says he's a Republican, but he's a Democrat.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your answer. And now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Losey County Commission District 3 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
I'm sorry, who? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was having trouble understanding. You said Erin Lowry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd vote for Erin.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
I'm definitely voting.
Okay, got it. Now, if the Republican primary election for Losey County Commission District 5, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Katie Townsend or Audra Macon?
The Audra Macon.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Audra Macon?
Definitely voting.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Losey County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
Keith Pearson.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
Yes, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay, got it. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as Losey County Sheriff?
I approve of what he's done.
Okay, and do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yes. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Oh, strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for Losey County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. The choices are...
No, I've seen and heard several things about the man.
Yes, you saw a television ad, you received something in the mail, a text message, or did you receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer or something else?
Well, I've seen stuff, I've had obviously stuff mailed to the house. It's an election season, so, and I've, get stuff from everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you so much. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for Losey County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No, I'm going to vote for him, yeah.
Okay, so it makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Yes.
Somewhat
yes.
More likely. Okay, got
much
it.
Much more likely.
Got it, thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for Losey County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, again, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well.
No, I've gotten this information mailed to me, too, and when I read it, it reads like a Democrat wrote it.
Okay.
He's soft on crime. We don't need that in this country right now. I don't think he's a good man for the job.
Okay, got it. And about, well, the choices, I'm going to read the choices, is that if you saw a television ad, you received something in the mail,
I receive stuff in the mail.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for Lucy County Sheriff?
I have no intentions of voting for him.
Okay. So it makes no difference in your decision. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I was asking you if that makes no difference in your decision.
No, I've said multiple times, I believe the man is actually what they refer to as a rhino. He's a Democrat trying to pretend he's a Republican.
Okay.
By what he states is his policies in that, he's a rhino.
Okay, got it. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you call somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I would say very conservative.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is your main racial background? African, American Black, Asian American, Hispanic, White, Caucasian?
White,
got it. Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.